Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
So remember all of those illegal immigrants that Joe Biden is illegally flying into the country?
Oh, yeah.
Including from places like Iran and Yemen. Very, very few of those, but some of those. And we've been following this story for a very long time. At first, they lied. They sent the media fact checkers out, said, no, we're not. Flying illegals into the country? From other countries, you mean, so they don't even have to cross the border? No, we wouldn't do that. And so all the American fact checkers came out and they lied for Joe, as they always do. The UK Daily Mail doubled down, said, nope, you're doing it. No, they don't, we don't care, you're doing it. They are. They were eventually forced to admit they are. The only reason we know, Lee, is because a group called Center for Immigration Studies heard from Congress that Joe Biden was stonewalling Congress on this. They sued. Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. Took them over a year to find out that, incredibly, it was true. Joe Biden's administration was partnering with illegals to break the law. And the way they would do it to make it look nice and official, they have this QR code that you get this app, you download it, you apply, hi, I'm an illegal, I like to come here, I claim my name is this, but we don't really check it. And Joe Biden gives you a nice little QR code. And then you can go right through the airport. You are still illegal. That QR code does nothing. I mean, it's just, you know, might as well wave a wand over their head. They're not legally here, okay? So this is Joe Biden breaking the law. Then we find out that over 14 months, Joe Biden has brought in 300,000 of them. That we've been able to document so far. I suspect the number's higher. These are the ones just flown in, okay? On a program he calls parole. So now they're admitting it's real. Guess what we just found out?
Oh,
this
boy.
Is a news story from the Daily Signals, broken this with the help of the Heritage Foundation. Guess what they get when they get here?
I can't imagine.
Oh, we knew this was coming. Social Security numbers.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Hmm.
Well, what can you do with a Social Security number?
Oh, what can't you do?
Exactly. You can vote.
Uh-huh.
So it turns out what they've discovered is Joe Biden flew 300,000 illegals into the country, lied about it, but flew them in. Now they're admitting they did it because they got no other choice. But another 700,000 at the border has been applying to be let in with the QR code. The purpose of the QR code is there were too many bodies stacking up at the border, too many people standing there, you know, shoving people, knocking down fences, assaulting agents, shooting them. We just had a shooting, by the way, of a border agent.
Great video for Bill Malusian and his drone, too.
Yeah, so that's a problem. So they give him a little QR code, and they sneak them right through the port of entry, either flying in 300,000 or the other 700 have just come in through the port of entry. You never saw them at the border. They're just as illegal. So this is Joe, federal government, partnering with the illegals to break the law. Okay, well, Joe Biden doctored an existing parole program to say, hey, if you have the QR code, guess what? You get papers. You can work. They hooked it up to this other program so that it's like you're legally here with a visa. but you're not. And guess what you get? A social security number, just like an American. We are watching an attack on American citizenship. Mm-hmm. We are going to get to a point very quickly if Joe Biden and Democrats win this election again, where there's not going to be any difference between you and me, whose families have been here for generations, who are Americans, and some guy who just got a QR code yesterday because he wants to come here.
Citizenship no longer exists in this country. We're all merely residents.
Well, it gets, yes, that's where we're newcomers. They're newcomers, no different from the residents. Okay, it gets worse than this, according to Daily Signal, because once you have a Social Security number, there's something called the Help America Vote Act. That was passed in 2002. And it said, look, if you got a Social Security number, you must be American. So you have a right to register to vote. The citizen, so here's, this is the Heritage Foundation. The citizenship status of those providing the Social Security numbers won't be known to local voter registrars. There is no way to know. Why? Well, there's a handy database they could easily use, but the Biden administration won't let them access it. How convenient. Mm-hmm. What they need to do is bulk run the rolls through to catch these million voters. And keep in mind, Lee, the swing states were won, allegedly, mm-hmm. by Joe Biden by only 43,000 votes. Right. Yeah. You bring in these illegals, mm-hmm. a million of them, that could be the election. Here's Mitchell from the Conservative Partnership Institute telling the Daily Signal, the Social Security Administration should know if they are parolees, in other words, illegal immigrants, or if they're Americans and they can vote. In fact, they do know, but they are making it extremely difficult for these voter registrar states to access the database. And they won't let them bulk search it. They're charging them all kinds of money. They have to go through a very long process to even get access. And then you can only search one by one by one by one. You can't, bulk run, you can't download the whole thing. So this is the Democrats playing games to get these illegals on the rolls. Worse yet, there's multiple states where all you need is the last four digits of your social to guess what? Mail-in ballot vote and absentee ballot vote, including, this is one of those states you could register with the last four of the social. So the problem here, they're saying, look, these illegal immigrants are going to go, they're going to get ID, they're going to be automatically voter registered. There is no way right now for states to figure out if they can legally vote. And there's a million of them. Now you're thinking, well, they probably won't vote though. Well, remember the 2014 study from the professors at Old Dominion University and George Mason University? They estimated that about 6.4% of non-citizens voted in the 2008 presidential election and 2.2% voted in the 2010 midterm elections. You just added a million new potential voters. It is still illegal for them to vote. That's what Democrats would say. Well, they can't vote. That's illegal. But there's no way for the boards of elections to stop them. And they're saying it's going to be very hard, even if somebody wanted to prosecute this, for them to figure out who is legally able to vote and who has a bogus Social Security number. They shouldn't even be here, Lee. He brought them in illegally. Yeah. Now, you would think, why don't the Republicans sue? It turns out they did. 21 states, led by Texas. In March, a federal judge dismissed the lawsuit, saying they didn't have standing.
Well, of course.
But this was Judge Drew B. Tipton in the Southern District of Texas, who's a Democrat appointee. But he says, in reaching this conclusion, the court does not address the lawfulness of the program. In other words, he's saying, yeah, this program is probably illegal. You just don't have standing to sue.
Yeah.
So this is how, you're watching it right now, this is how American citizenship dies. It has no meaning. And this is how illegal immigrants get the vote. The Democrats tie it up in so much legal tape and confusion, you could never hope to get to the bottom of who is really able to vote and who is not. And so, voila, got a Social Security number, you are voting. This is the way it's going to go.
Yeah, and I always hate hearing that thing about standing. And who else has more standing than the states? when you have people that are being brought into this country, who is responsible? The states. The states have them on their Medicaid rolls. The states have to deal with them from an education and law enforcement situation. The states have to deal with them on infrastructure and everything else. States have to deal with it on medical procedures and you know, insurance and all this. There is no other entity that has more at stake than the states. So how can they not have standing before the court on something like this? That's just a ridiculous ruling.
Two words, Democrat judge.
Well, of course, and that's it.
And if you just dismiss the case outright for standing, then you don't have to hear it on the
right,
merits
exactly.
Or admit the program
nor does
is
any of that,
illegal.
Nor does anybody get to testify on it, nor does anybody get to share any information or make accusations or get any media attention. You just kick it out.
You just kick it out.
Move along. Nothing to see
here.
Yeah,
this is going to be years of litigation as Joe brings in million after million after million. This is why they were hiding these illegals. Never mind that it might not look good in election year that you are flying them in so they don't have to cross the border and they're still illegal. This is why they're hiding this, because you get to this right here. This is the Daily Signal article. I'm holding it up on Rumble. How Biden's parolees of migrants could prompt illegal voter registration. And if you want to read it, it's on my Twitter feed today. But again, we're giving them Social Security numbers. We're doing it illegally. And the states don't have access by and large to check their rolls. This would assume the states would want to check their rolls because right now all they're doing is following the Voter Act, it's called HAVA, Help America Vote Act. They're in compliance with it. As long as you have a valid Social Security number, they are not required to check if you're a citizen. Ka-ching. They got them in there, man. Legal's going to vote. They're going to vote. At that point, at some point, Lee, we're going to all have to just stop paying taxes. Our government is conducting a war on us. And I don't know why we're paying. I mean, every day there's a new way that the Biden administration is hurting Americans deliberately with our own money.
Well, if they get the digital currency going, Tara, we won't have to pay the taxes. It'll just be withdrawn. So
that's true. Well, at least the illegals will have to pay. They'll be citizens like us. So citizenship in America is going to be very cheap. It's going to be very meaningless. You get a QR code, you apply online. There's no real background check. And you're a citizen. Welcome to America. And you can't legally vote. I want to emphasize that. I'm not saying they can legally vote, but I'm just saying there's really no way to stop them.
No.
And again, this would make it very, very hard for an industrious state prosecutor who wants to go after this to even figure out who illegally voted. And that is the point. By the way, Heritage Foundation points out Joe Biden could use one of these executive orders he likes to use to do everything else like a dictator. He could fix this by noon today. He could open up the database for mass search by boards of election, and they could then go in and see who's an illegal immigrant and who's not. But of course, he's not going to do that. So, and wow, folks, what a news day. I don't even know how I could cram it all in. This is incredible, everything going on. Stick around.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So the New York Times blisters Joe Biden because, like other candidates, he can't sit down for interviews. He doesn't do interviews. In fact, they point out incredibly, he has done less interviews than every single one of his predecessors, every one of them. But they can't do it. Because the compulsive lying, it's speeding up. It used to be once a month or so, he'd whip out one of his lies. He told the 17,000 miles with his friend Chairman Xi's story again yesterday. It's been debunked so many times by every major mainstream media outlet in this country has debunked that. He did not. They are not friends. He did not travel 17,000 miles with them. And no, they did not sit there at sundown on the Tibetan plain with Xi at Biden's feet asking what makes America so successful. It's just a fantasy in his mind, his sick, sick mind. Every day now, he's telling another compulsive lie. Last week, it was the cannibals. This week, he went down to Florida and repeated that he drove an 18-wheeler. That has been debunked by mainstream media. And oddly, the media is beginning to report some of these, including CNN. So Joe Biden went to Syracuse yesterday. The sheriffs and the police begged him not to. They had just had a double homicide there. Police officers, sheriff's deputies. The community is reeling. They're trying to bury them, put it away, deal with it in the way a community deals with it. You know what it's like when a tragedy like that happens to the community. It's a big deal. Well, a Biden visit would cause them to have to mass mobilize for Dear Leader in the middle of their grief. Does Biden care? Oh, heck no, he doesn't care. He went anyway. They literally did rounds of interviews for a few days saying, hey, could you put this off? Could you put this visit off to Sarah? Could you just put it off? Damn it. No, he can't. Because he doesn't care. They don't care. They have absolute contempt for law enforcement. So I guess to smooth it over, he figures he'll tell the Beau Biden lie about his son died in the line of duty. Now, normally he tells the way he tells this lie is that his son died in Iraq. And so he is like a Gold Star family or something. That's normally how that's normally the version of the Biden lie that he tells. Let me see if I can get this straight. In this one, Beau Biden died as a police officer while serving in Iraq. I suppose after, endlessly searching for Uncle Bozy's body in cannibal country while simultaneously having cancer. Here's what he had the unmitigated gall to say to law enforcement who begged him, could you just put this off a few weeks? Could you just let us scream? No, he cannot. It's all about Joe. You know, before I start, I want to take a moment, he said, to honor two officers who've already been mentioned, two fallen heroes who were killed in the line of duty this month, Lieutenant Michael Husak, and County Sheriff Department and Syracuse Police Officer Michael Jensen. We pray for their loved ones whose hearts have been broken. You know, every time a police officer puts on that shield every morning, their husband, their wife, whatever it is, their child worries about, will they get the phone call? And will they get the phone call? And then Biden claims he's gotten the phone call. What?
Every time a police officer puts on that shield every morning, their husband or wife, whatever it is, or child, worries about, will they get that phone call? Will they get that phone call? I got one of those phone calls in a different circumstance.
No, you didn't. We hate this. We feel bad for your son, Beau. He seems to have been the only decent member of your family that we can tell. At least we can't find any crimes he was publicly involved in like the rest of your family. But Beau Biden sadly died of cancer. He did not die in Iraq. That didn't happen. He did not die serving his country. He did not die in the line of fire serving his country. He did not die as a police officer. That didn't happen. So you don't get that phone call when your son dies of cancer. It's not like he's been killed in the line of duty. This is so offensive. But being a psychopath, I don't mean that as a slam. He's literally a psychopath. He has, like psychopaths do, no ability to anticipate consequences of what he says. It's very classic. Or even how other normal people who are wired to feel things would feel. And that's why he does this. Texter writes, Joe Biden probably got the phone call while driving his big rig. This is why he can't sit down with the New York Times. They can't let him. This is why he can't sit down with the editorial boards of major publications. They can't let him. They can't let him. They'd have to tackle him to shut him up. Now the texter writes, what did Corn Pop have to say about all this? Texter rates, it's just a mess. It's a mess. Folks, and lest you think this is the dementia, it's not. The first time I ever covered this was during the Barack Obama campaign. It was so bizarre. He was running around telling the story again of how his wife was killed by a drunk driver. His wife and his toddler were killed by a drunk driver. He said the guy ate his lunch. No, drank his lunch. I'm sorry. He said the guy drank his lunch. Yeah, well, that didn't happen. And then it turned out, because he was on the campaign trail for Barack Obama at the time, he's been doing this for years. And the family of the guy she collided with, the accident was her fault. He had not been drinking, has to get a lawyer and send a cease and desist every time Joe Biden tells that lie. The guy was not drunk, no alcohol found. She blew the stop sign. God bless her. It was just an accident. I mean, she made a mistake. We hate that, but she made a mistake. She hit him. He is completely not at fault. He did not drink his lunch. Joe Biden is not the victim of a drunk driver. So that all broke during the Obama campaign. Now he's commiserating with police officers. Folks, this is our national and international humiliation. It is. I mean, when you have no less than the prime minister of Papua New Guinea, we're trying to pull them out of China's orbit right now. We're trying to get them back foreign policy-wise into our orbit because we kind of need them. And you lie about your uncle being eaten by savages from Papua New Guinea, and no less than the prime minister has to call you out. And you have to apologize. Well, his administration apologized for him. And folks, I bet you some. You want to make a bet? By the end of the year, Joe Biden will tell the cannibal story again. Because he can't stop. He can't help it. And that's why his staff cannot let him sit down for an uncontrolled interview with anybody. When they don't have veto power over the questions, the answers, and hey, strike that, Joe's lying about driving an 18-wheeler again.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Do you see what just happened to the stock market? Okay, so JP Morgan Chase head Jamie Dimon, headline, skeptical about the odds of a soft landing for the economy. Reiterating concerns the economy risks, heading toward a repeat of 1970s style stagflation. He's a Hillary Clinton bundler and a big Democrat. He supported Nikki Haley, but everybody else he supports is a Democrat, which she is too. So anyway, why would he be saying this? Well, as the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, he also, if he wants to keep that job, has to be honest with the investors. He can only lie for so long to cover for Joe Biden. And with the numbers that just came out, he can't lie anymore. He has to tell the truth. He's going to try to cushion it for Joe as best he can. So what just happened? Okay. Last quarter, the GDP growth, allegedly, was 3.4%. I didn't believe that, but that's what we're being told. I don't believe anything comes out of Biden government, but whatever. 3.4% GDP growth. That's nice and healthy. And it may be close to the truth because it's not real growth. It's driven by money printing and inflation. Well, this quarter, the first quarter, it's 3.4%. The next quarter, growth slowed down to 1.6%. That's less than half of the 3.4% growth of last quarter. So that's like slamming on the brakes right there. Whether those numbers are true or not, slamming on the brake. They're probably worse than what we're being told. But let's just go with them, okay? The reading is roughly 50% below Goldman Sachs expectations, but it gets worse. At the same time, the U.S. core price index soared from 2% to 3.7%. So we're almost at 4% inflation again. And that's with 7% mortgage rates. My mouth is hanging open on Rumble. OMG, if you're watching me. So this crushed the estimates of 3.4% inflation. So what is it when you have slow, stagnant growth, you slam into the growth wall, and inflation's back up at 3.7%. What's that? We've lived through this before under Democrats. We know what it is. It's stagflation. And what it means is they're not going to be able to fix this with a few interest rate hikes. And the story they were telling, and it very much is, it's a lie. The story that they were telling was that, hey, you know, Joe's so smart. We're all so smart here in the Joe Biden administration. We're doing so great controlling this inflation. But, you know, we're going to be able to do rate drops. We're going to have a mortgage industry again. You're going to be able to buy a house again. Yeah, just wait till 2024. It's all going to get fixed. It's not getting fixed. It's not getting fixed. So that is becoming obvious. They can't lie about it anymore. It's harder and harder and harder to do. So what is actually going on here with JP Morgan Chase having, you know, Jamie Dimon having to be, you know, honest about this? Hey, looks like we could have 1970s stagflation. Hey, you know, I've been telling you we have a 70% chance of a soft landing. He just cut that in half. He's working people up to the idea that it's not going to be a soft landing, folks. It's not going to be soft at all. It's going to hurt. What's going on? The media will not. Have you noticed it's just bizarre if you watch financial media all day long? You watch a lot of, even Fox Business. They act like they have no idea why this is happening. Well, I don't know, Martha. I don't know. Wow. Oh, did the inflation numbers go back up to almost 4%? I'm like, wait, what? How is that? Why? I don't know, Martha. It's so weird. It's not weird. The great pretend is what is going on right now. And what they are pretending is not to know why this is happening and why it will continue to happen and get worse. And I know they're lying because I know. I took Econ 101 freshman year. I think that's the extent of my economic knowledge. And I know. I did get an A though. It's happening because Kevin McCarthy stabbed Republicans in the back when he was speaker. We had passed a spending bill that cut the spending rate back from the height of COVID. Do you remember the height of COVID where everybody was getting a check to stay home? Do you remember that? How ridiculous the amount of printing and borrowing was? Yeah. Well, Kevin, the Republicans had agreed we weren't going to do that anymore. But remember, he stabbed them all in the back, snuck over to the White House over Memorial Day weekend, cut a deal to lock in the COVID spending levels where we were printing so much money. Again, we were paying people to stay home like idiots. Here, have a $36,000 check for your nice little business there. Yeah, there's just one of you. That's fine. Here, just take it. We're still printing at that level. For God knows what reason. I don't even know. It's just great American stupidity. When you print at that level, you will get massive inflation. So McCarthy locked it in, used Democrat votes to overcome the Republican majority and pass that level of printing. They threw him out and they should have. Mike Johnson said, I'll fix that. He was going to do it in the beginning of the year. He didn't. We're still spending at that level. That's why this is happening. And it will get worse and worse and worse and worse until we stop. But no one wants to admit that. They don't want to admit it because big party on Capitol Hill, right? But that's why. Now, what does this mean? Congress has already, this is jaw-dropping to me, and it's because my husband's in the mortgage industry, so I see this. We have already decided, Republicans, well, Mike Johnson and the Democrats, but then I repeat myself, have already decided we're just not going to have a real estate industry. Because you know what? If you're at 7% interest rates to buy a house, which means nobody's buying a house, they can't afford it. If you're at 7% interest rates and you're barely holding back inflation is still going up. We're creeping up to 3.7. Oh my God. You know what that means? It never stopped. When we were at 9% inflation, what did it? We decided, well, we just won't have a real estate industry. There's nobody buy anything. Nobody's gonna be able to buy a car. Nobody's gonna be able to do all these things. Yeah, we'll just chuck the middle class lifestyle and keep printing. And so they use the high interest rates are here, right? And that's just to hold it back. You know what that means? Inflation is really 9 to 11%. It's just being masked by the interest rates. But even the high interest rates aren't holding it back. They are losing control of it. And nobody on CNBC and nobody on Fox Business and nobody at CNN Business is going to tell you the truth, but damn it, I will. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Because we got Mike Johnson and he's not going to stop it. We got nobody to stop it. We need somebody to stop it. As Charlie said the other day, I'm still laughing at his promo. He said the economy's going off the cliff and Congress is like Thelma and Louise with their foot on the gas, with no recognition of any kind of reality. And you know what the warning, when the warning flashes, flashing warning signs hitting you, when you see this headline, I've talked about this article for 2 weeks now. International Monetary Fund steps up warning to U.S. overspending and ballooning debt. They're saying if you keep printing and borrowing, you will not just wreck your own economy, you will wreck the world economy. And the IMF is not a conservative organization. They are a left-wing globalist organization. And yet when they sound more like the Freedom Caucus in Congress, we're in trouble. And even Jamie Dimon can't hide it for Joe Biden anymore. I don't know how much time we have left, but we're going into 19. When I say that time left, I don't mean like catastrophe. I mean, we're going into 70 style stagflation. We're already there. That's what this financial report means. That's huge news. I could do a whole show on this. But still they lie on the business networks. I don't know, Martha, what's causing this? So hard to tell, Jerry. Texter writes, Tara, limerick alert, limerick alert. Uncle Bozy was humble and meek. Fame and fortune he never did seek. He served in the war and he cared for the poor. He once fed a whole tribe for a week. Except he didn't. And the Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea's kind of pissed about that. He didn't get eaten by cannibals. Anyway, yeah. Texter writes, even drunk sailors stop spending and go back to the ship and sleep it off. These guys have no off switch. Look, what's going on right now in the economy is simple. Remember when we had 9% inflation, but it was actually really closer to 20 if you calculate it the way we did in the 70s? Yeah, and you've been told inflation went down, but actually what they did was said, hey, so we can keep printing, we're going to sacrifice the real estate industry. We're just not going to, people just aren't going to buy homes anymore. Middle class ain't going to be able to afford a home. We'll go to 7% interest rates on mortgage. And this is, of course, obviously these interest rate hikes are across the economy, but I'm using that as an example. And the market grinds to a halt. And the average mortgage payment goes from $1,400 a month, just shy of $1,400 under Trump, 3 years later to $3,400 for an average middle-class home. Yeah, middle-class isn't buying homes. But hey, Congress said, hey, you don't need a mortgage industry. You don't need a real estate industry. You don't need a home, really. I mean, you can just rent. It'll be fine. So we hike the rates, right? But at least that tamps down inflation. It's not anymore. It's barely holding it back, 3.7%. Oh, that's bad. What does that mean? Well, we're really still, we've never changed. We're at 9 to 11. It's just the interest rates are masking it at the price, at the cost of middle class can't buy homes anymore, could barely buy cars. Your car payment goes over $700 on average under Joe Biden in 3 years, up almost $300 since Trump. Why? A lot of that's interest. A lot of that's inflation. A lot of that's Biden inflation. The basic things of a middle-class life, the car, the home, are slipping away. And still they don't have inflation under control. And you get this financial report that has come out, and we're seeing that growth has gone from 3.4% last quarter to less than half, 1.6%. What is that? That is stagflation. And so it's just remarkable to me that even Democrat bundler and fundraiser Jamie Dimon, head of J.P. Morgan Chase, has had to come out and admit, yeah, we're essentially in 1970-style stagflation. The way he puts it is we're headed it. No, we're in it, honey. But he doesn't want to hurt the Democrats too badly, but he can't look like an idiot spinning for the Biden administration anymore because people depend on him to invest their money. Texter writes, all the money is going to those $10,000 debit cards for illegals. Yeah, a lot of it is. They're just sloshing it every way they can. I mean, this is why we just dumped $9 billion on Gaza, just gave Hamas essentially $9 billion worth of aid because they're the government there. That's $18,000 for a Gazan family of four. Just printing and printing and printing and printing and printing and printing and printing. They don't know where to throw the money. They only know the one place they're not sending it, to you. So this is going to be interesting, folks. How will stagflation affect the election? And can they keep the American people from figuring out we're in it until the election? Wall Street's figured it out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.